Today we are going to continue with the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, and we're entering now the part of the Big Day Kuna, which will include the Choshen and the Urim V'Tumim. What's interesting is like this. A, what are the Urim V'Tumim, and where was it the whole time? According to most Mefarshim, the Choshen had 12 stones, and there was a little packet. And inside this packet, they put like the Shema Mefarish, which was the Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam writes that they made by Yesheni, the Urim V'Tumim were not there. We know it wasn't working in the time of by Yesheni. But why did they wear the Choshen then, if it wasn't there, the Urim V'Tumim? They wore the Choshen in order that the Kohen Gadol should have Shmoyne Begodim. Because we know a Kohen which is Meshamish without a Shmoyne Begodim is Big Chiyuvim, it's a terrible thing. So in order for the Kohen to have his, make sure that he's Meshamish with Shmoyne Begodim, so therefore the Eivishter said, the halacha is, that even without the Urim V'Tumim, you should still wear the Choshen. We're going to discuss now a few pratim. One is how the Urim V'Tumim worked b'chlal. There's a machlekes in the Rishonim as to how the Urim V'Tumim worked. For example, the Urim V'Tumim were made like a nevuah. The Kohen Gadol would come and he would ask, you know, should I go to war? Should we not go to war? Aleh or loy na'aleh? The question is, how did he get his response? Rashi holds that the way he got his response was that the letters of the Choshen actually shone. Ayin Lamed Hey, it would shine out, flash, and the Kohen Gadol would put the letters together, and therefore you had Alei. The Rambam holds that it wasn't like that. That the Kohen Gadol, he would ask Alei or Loin Aleh, and he would get a Nevuah. And this Nevuah would say Alei. According to the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol had the gather of a Navi, and when he would go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he would go ask, he would ask the Choshen about the Urim V'Tumim, what to do, so then it would come out that there would be an Inyan of Nevuah. Now, this is one Prat, the Negei of the Inyan. The Shaila is, if it's mamish the same gather as the actual Choshen, is it considered something separate, or is it one gather with the actual Choshen? That's also a machlokes Rishonim, that Rashi holds, that being that the Choshen is a beged, so therefore the Urim V'Tumim are a separate part of the Choshen. However, according to the Rambam, the Choshen is a part of the Urim V'Tumim. In other words, the Choshen wasn't a beged keneged halev. Rashi is makbid to point out that that the Choshen is a beged keneged halev. However, the Rambam holds, like we explained yesterday, that these inyanim, that the Choshen is a tachshit, not a beged, and therefore the Urim V'Tumim are part of the actual inyan.